Call the meeting to order. You stand for the pledge, please. Ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Everyone had a chance to read their minutes from last month's meeting? Are there any additions or corrections or deletions as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Okay, Randy, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Oops, sorry. Everybody said aye, so. Okay. Highway. Scott, Christopher?
Got an estimate on damage from our little accident the other day. $16,500 to replace everything. Insurance guy was there today. Didn't see a problem. He was very happy with no truck damage, strictly plow outfit.
Okay.
Said he should hear from him, his paperwork tomorrow. Said it shouldn't take long.
Okay, good.
Then we can put, it's fixed, temporary, back in service. But we distressed metal and we're gonna change everything else, safety wise.
Does that mean like the file frame on the truck itself? Is that what you're talking about? Were there any tickets issued to that at all?
No.
How much damage was done to the other vehicle, do you know?
Not much.
Will our insurance cover that?
Nope. Because we're in snow removal mode and the lights are on, we are an emergency vehicle.
But it's more or less just the bed of his truck where the excavator was on.
Pretty much a couple planks on the trailer. It did nick the rim of the tractor itself.
Did it?
No, there was nothing serious. Major damage to theirs, but you feel bad because technically we were at fault.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
That's the insurance. That's the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't make them.
Nope.
I mean, you feel bad because I have talked to, like, the end of Blackman at the border where we turn around. Now and then there's cars in the driveway. Whether they're in them or not, and we hit it, it's not covered. Another town had that issue.
Okay.
The board ended up paying to fix their car, but the insurance don't cover it. Because you're in snow removal mode and don't make sense, but
no.
So we're trying to be extra at the turnarounds where there's private personal vehicles.
Okay.
But
I know we talked all the testing and everything was done as far as your analysis testing and all that. Any results back? Or are they back? No, not to know.
As of
today,
this morning, I haven't heard.
No.
One of them, actually, I don't know. So Dylan said one was back. They were still, one of them wasn't even at the freaking lab yet.
Well, what I didn't understand was Renee was telling me, but they don't understand that. That's just a, where they go, they just take the test and they send it out.
Yeah.
They send it to Texas to get. So that's why it takes so long.
Because the girl in the office was. I called her to see who's going to get call results. Is it going to Dylan? Does it come here?
Right.
And she couldn't figure out. We didn't have nothing. So apparently they put something into motion somewhere because it's only supposed to be 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know.
And you won't be allowed to drive until we get them back?
Technically, no.
Okay.
A plow truck.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to call to see if there was an exemption because it was over the 48 hours, or that's something I don't know. Knock on wood, it's going to be warm, so we shouldn't need him plowing snow to keep it legal. And
we've been lucky, it's been warming up. So,
how long has he had his license?
2 years.
His CDLs?
Year and a half. Been a year and a half or better.
I thought you just got him in the summer.
Don't know. when he got them, or when he got them.
I'd have to check, I don't remember, but it's...
Did a, Scott Sterling call you, Route 22, out of the mailbox? Left a message here. Went down last night and looked, and I don't see nothing wrong with the mailbox.
No, I looked at some log cabin one or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Looked good and straight to me, all in one piece. I didn't call him back.
Yeah, I'll call him tomorrow and tomorrow night and see. But yeah, he called here and said, spent a lot of time on it, and that the plow hit it. So I said, yeah, the plow hit it, but snow probably hit it. Hey?
Yep, Shady, West Shady.
Yeah. Just past Loyal Badger, where Loyal Badger lived there on the left there. There's a go around the curve, that little log cabin there. Oh, it's right there. I went last night and looked at it, but I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's up and working, so I'll call them tomorrow. I didn't know if you had gotten in touch or anything. What else you got?
As far as a pickup, get with the highway committee and...
Yeah, we'll sit down and pick up some specs. And, yeah.
Got to order.
Yeah, because it's going to be a while before you get it, I think.
I don't care what brand you talk to, they're at least 10 to 12 weeks from order.
Okay. So maybe next week we can get together one night and get the specs out.
Kind of the same thing, what we want to do with trucks or equipment or get a game plan to figure out what we want to do.
Right. Okay.
The Peterbilt that had went down again, that was a part that had never been changed.
Expensive part.
So $2,500 or something like that one, for a part.
One part was like $1,300. That's the part they placed. Eh?
That's like the main burner head.
Does that have to do with the death?
Yeah. But that's one of the ones that's never been touched. So, could last for a while, could not, we don't know.
Yeah.
The joys of...
I guess we're saving the air, but we're killing our budget.
Joys of technology.
We're saving the air, but killing our budget.
Going after coal patch tomorrow. Start trying to fill some holes this week.
And yeah, they're starting to show up pretty good.
Digging ditches and opening ditches, I should say.
Yeah.
Do we post any roads for weight?
We haven't since I took over, because you have to pay to put it in the paper, and we never gave anybody a ticket. Nobody enforces it.
Yeah. Now, I was just thinking about that. I see the county was doing it today. If our roads go off a county road,
most of them are off the county that you can't use.
Right, right. So there's very few roads of ours that come off the state roads that we need to post.
And
the only ones I can think of would be Garin and Tappan.
Pretty much anybody.
Possibly the group.
Anybody that's on them. They call you and work with you for the most part. I mean, all you're stopping is the average guy trying to make a living.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get some dummies running it steady. You know, one year we had Beeman with some project, he come down the Emory Road, but once you talk to him, we shut the road down.
Yep.
Change his tune a little bit. It's a matter of everybody keeping eyes open and just talking to them, because they don't enforce nothing, and you can never keep the posts up. We can if you think we should, but I think it's a waste. You guys think we should, then we can.
No, I just didn't know if you did, or maybe I said that. I didn't think, like, I'm thinking if a county road is posted, They frankly don't have business on that road, so they wouldn't have business in our road.
Most of them are blocked already in the county, but.
Right.
You guys feel we should, then we will.
You have to advertise it if you put the post up.
Yeah. You got to go in the paper. Or...
Yeah.
I think it would.
Legally.
They pull up to a road and they see that posted, they're going to say, well, hey, I ain't supposed to be on here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
if it's not posted, then it's an invitation.
The local ones that run it knock it over so they don't see it, and. Right. That's where Beeman played that game for a little while. And it's up to you guys.
Harold?
Doesn't cost that much.
Of course, by the time you get it in the paper right now.
Most guys are good.
What's that now?
Most of the guys that are going to do something, loggers or Italia and... A lot of it's the local guys trying to fix driveways or doing something else that you're stopping, or they just run it anyway.
Were they post them till about April 15th? Or there is no...
You can do it for 1 month.
Can you?
Technically, you can post them all year and hold it down for 1 month. Found that out at school, but that's what we used on beam money. We can post it all year and you can't. You hate to play that game, but when they mess with your roads, the shape that we're in.
So what do you guys think? We post them or no?
We definitely think about something, think about it next year, but like Donald said, it is kind of late in the season.
I mean, by the time you put it in the press, we're going to get, it takes forever to get in the press.
Oh, wow. And how many people read the paper nowadays?
You're going to...
What about enforcing it? How are we going to enforce it? Just put a sign up, they're still going to run them.
Right. I mean, the state police got a ticket them.
And if it's firewood, you can't stop them, but it's heat.
Yeah, most of it you can't stop anyway. Like the sugar guys, they're farmers. The manure guy, you know, anything. Most of it they don't fuel.
Can't stop the house truck.
No.
Yeah, the only ones you're stopping are the small guys trying to earn a few bucks.
I mean, we got a few loggers in the area now, but like you said, they're trying to make a living.
And they're, you talk to them and they'll stop.
Even if you call the county, they'll let you go. If you call them, they'll let you go. If you're trying to make a living.
Yep.
Okay. What else, Chris? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Art, library.
First, we'd like to thank the town for taking care of the snow for us. You guys did a great job. It's been great. Otherwise, we're staying the course. We're still open full time, which is still more than most libraries in the area. And we still have like a 20-minute limit. You can come in, browse, pick up a book, pick up videos, whatever. I can still do that. If you want to use the fax or whatever, you can still come in and do stuff like that. You just can't come in and spend a long time on a computer. We're still not opening that. When the other libraries open those up, we're going to do ours at the same time. So that's our plan there. But otherwise, it's going well. Everything seems to be going good.
Good. Got a question for you, Mr. Miller. Yes. Last month, you said that you would help people get their COVID shots and stuff like that. How many people have you helped?
I haven't asked her. Okay. I haven't asked Jenny. It's there and it's still there. She has all the information for all the stuff. And it could be done on the phone. If you know, you have to have like your name of your doctor and your license number and all that stuff. But that could be, or they 20 minutes, they could come in to the library, give her the information, and she can do it on her computer and get them set up. So that's still available.
Good.
Yeah, they still can, but I haven't asked Jenny how many she had.
I would be interested in seeing.
Oh, I would love to see as many people as possible use it. It's certainly there, and she's good.
I got an email today as of the 17th of March. They're opening up to all your public officials and all your essential workers, your store workers and stuff, so that's coming next week.
Yeah,
they'll open that up, so there'll be more people to be able to get it.
Too bad we can get them to come here and we open up a site so we can cover some of these people in the town.
Well, they do it. They do it at Rite Aid and
Champlain.
What you call it does it also, the Hudge Headwater.
Yeah.
They do it right there. Actually, they were looking for some there last week because they had shots they had to get rid of, and they were looking for people to get shots.
So she has all the information, so if you know anybody,
send them over.
Get the library call or stop by.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Dog control. Fun?
I was just reading over everything. I didn't get a chance to read it all through the email. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call her because it looks like I'll try this number.
Okay.
everybody looked at the, everything that we got. So I'll try this number, see if I can get a hold of her, and then I'll try to talk to Earl this week, see if he can guide me on what he would like me to do.
What we have is we've got a dog here in town that's bitten three people already, and then just recently had bit another one. So we need to do something and make sure they got the rabies shots, and it needs a license.
It looks like it's rabies from August of 2020 when they went to court. So that'd be if they follow through, if I can contact Carl, they follow through, the rabies shot's good.
Yep.
Or depending on what kind you get, 2 to 3 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, see if you can get a
hold of her.
Right. Right, we don't need more people met if it's.
Is the dog in town here still, or is it in Illinois?
The same one that
Todd was talking about last week. Last month.
Okay. I saw paperwork from Ellenburg Depot.
Yeah, so I think that's where they had lived.
They've been bouncing around.
And I think the woman that wrote the email might have been their, maybe possibly their landlord.
Okay.
Yep.
So Ellenburg Depot to here.
I believe so, and then kind of Altona, I think there was, and that's where Altona became involved, and where Earl did when he stopped over there at court. So she's just not letting it go. She's following the family everywhere they go because she thinks the doctor should be put down, but.
We're starting to get there.
That was definitely a pattern.
Yeah, and actually one of the ones was actually one of their children.
Yeah, that was.
Axel is a. Yeah.
Oh. I know she ended up paying the $700 bill for one of the bites.
That was highlighted as not done yet, right?
Oh, she hadn't paid it yet.
Yeah,
she had 30 days.
In her email, there was like yellow highlights.
Was there?
And she hasn't paid it yet, so.
According to the court order, she had 30 days to do it, so if she didn't, then she'd be in violation of court order.
Yeah.
I can recheck the email and highlight it on the end, but I'm pretty sure there was like 4 or 5 that were highlighted, right, Kelly?
I'm not, yes, 1, 2, 3.
Did I read somewhere that she had originally come from the Saranac Lake Placid area?
Yep.
Yeah, so it looks like Earl had said that the dog needed to be chipped. Not understanding why that's a necessity.
Right, that's not going to stop him from biting.
So the dog still, according to her, the dog still isn't chipped. Whenever Axel is in public, he will be humanely muzzled. Apparently that's not. She's got a couple different things highlighted. The highlighted ones were the ones that weren't done yet, right, Kelly?
It doesn't state what the highlight means, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll follow up with, I'll make a phone call to them on the corner and talk with Earl and see.
Okay, yeah. See if you can stay on top of it just to make sure that nobody else gets bit, make sure it stays confined.
According to her, the highlighted parts are what haven't been done yet.
Yeah.
But.
So she hasn't gotten a restitution for the hospital bill then. So that might be why she's continuing to follow the family around and watch where they're going. And somebody's keeping her informed as to where they're living at all times, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Anything else?
No, I just want to discuss what we talked about, the other license part briefly, the kennel licenses.
Okay. Yeah, let's get some more information, then we'll bring that back next month and we'll try to make a decision on it.
Okay.
see what other towns are charging and get some kind of idea. Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Beautification?
Nothing.
Nothing, Mark? Okay.
No.
Mr. Assessor?
Sir, as everyone knows, there's no increase this year, much to the charging of the state. So, next year, probably going to have to raise it all, because especially this Dollar General, I have an assessment on $35,000, which only considers the building and the land. Just recently sold.
Really?
Yes. $1,600,000.
Wow.
They build them and they send them out to somebody buys them or runs
them. No one runs them.
I spoke to the gentleman, he was in from, Florida someplace. But when he comes up and makes a tour, he'll stop in and see me and we'll discuss it. But obviously the other towns got the same problem. All the Dollar General sell for $1.8 million, $1.6 million and everything else. Mm-hmm. The new solar panel is going up, is up and running.
Yep.
Now that should bring in the fire department approximately, the cost of the project, including everything, was $3,900,000. So I split it, $1,450,000 for the thing, plus the land. Mm-hmm. That is 24.9 tenths per acre there, which is all prime. In other words,
yeah,
you get a prime site.
Farmland.
It's commercial.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything back from them, so obviously they're happy with it.
Okay. But
as all I'm trying to do is pick up new construction. I don't want to possibly raise anybody unless it's out like this. But houses are selling unbelievable prices. Unbelievable. And nothing we can do it. Throughout the whole county. The whole county is going nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody wants to live in Moores and North Country. Can't blame them.
No. It's a good place to live.
But that's
yep. Yep. Thank you, Larry.
You made reference to generating revenue for the fire department?
Fire department and ambulance. The ambulance department gets a special district.
And the lighting district.
And the lighting district.
And a special district. They pay full taxes on any special district. Mm-hmm. So.
But don't amount to a heck of a pennies on a dollar, basically. But it's still something
right.
For the fire department, the lighting, and the ambulance.
Yeah. It adds up. It adds up. I spoke with Billy Jones last week about this issue with being reassessed. And I told him, I said, I don't want this to come back and bite our residents on their STAR program. And I also emailed Dan Steck, and they're supposed to be checking on it and finding out. I said, you know, we are in a pandemic. I said, you guys, you know, you wavered people from paying their rent on their houses, and now you're going to raise the taxes on their houses, but they're not even getting rent for them? I said, come on.
Three towns didn't raise their assessment this year. Hmm. Moores, I think it's Schuyler Falls, and one other one in the county did not raise their taxes.
Martin,
so we got a year. Everything should remain the same as far as exemptions go. Next year, different story.
Right. Well, that's what I want to find out. Martine wants to come and sit down with us. So I'm going to try to get a meeting with her next week. Yep, I'll let you know. Yep, definitely.
Okay.
Don's going to let me know when he's available, and I'll let everybody know when we can. She says she has.
That's all we can do because she's in charge of the county.
Right.
Now, we understand she's going to retire.
Said that last year.
I never said
it. Okay. All right. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Fire department. The month of February, the fire department had 12 calls, 5 in the town, 7 mutual aid. They have a total of 24 so far this year. 2 house fires, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 1 barn fire, 1 good intent, 2 medical assists, and 1 CO alarm. And it was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, fire chief. EMS, report for the EMS for January, they had 115 calls. February they had 110. 58 in Champlain, 34 in Moores, and 18 in Ross's Point, for a total of 225 so far this year. Court, I don't have the court report.
Let me ask you, Jeff, if you can answer something for me. When we do mutual aid for fire department or maybe Chris can, either one is, mutual aid for fire department or EMS, do we get reimbursed anything?
No.
No. No.
Just call the mutual aid.
They precipitate if we need that.
Yeah. See, like the call we had Sunday afternoon at Manette's down here. They toned us out, Champlain out, and Ross's Point out. So all of them, they're running.
Help each other out.
Yeah. You know, and you know, once we get there and find out nothing, you call them and they turn them around and head them back. But same thing if, you know, if we got, or if we go to them, same thing. They got a fire in Champlain, they call us. Ross Point, you head out. And
they do cover our equipment, though, on their insurance policy. Say we wreck a truck going to Champlain, it's covered under Champlain's insurance. We cover our people, but they cover our equipment.
Under mutual aid.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the same all through New York State. We could get called to Watertown.
Right.
Under mutual aid. Say they have a massive brush fire, they need manpower brush trucks. It's a whole statewide mutual aid system. We can go anywhere in the state if requested, if we wanted to. Right. You can read deny it.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Jason, Mr. Code Enforcement Man.
How are you doing today? We did permits for so far this year.
Okay. I had Jason draw up some proposed fee changes for the I mean, I've been here 6 years now, when I know we haven't changed them since I've been here. On the building permits for residential, we were charging 3 cents. Most everybody else is doing 10 cents. So we'd like to move it up to 10 cents. Commercial building was 4 cents. Again, everybody else is doing 10 cents up to 20,000 square foot. And then 3 cents for anything over 20,000, up to 20,000. And then certificate of occupancy, the fee should have been imposed if the enforcement officer doesn't receive a call for inspections, $50 to $100. That's if they don't call you and you find out that they're living in there, and is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's usually they come back after it's the bank. The bank wants it for something.
Right.
Or whatever, and then they come back and say, well, you never called for an inspection, and whatever.
Because usually if they call ahead of time and you inspect, there's no fee.
Yeah, every building permit has a list, you know, give them to the fire office for the following inspections. And it could be, you know, foundation or before you cover the studs with insulation and wiring, stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, and then you get starting a project without a permit, you know, $0 to $50, that's up to your discretion, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now it's zero.
And then for signs, the same thing, $0 to
$25? Well, that sign right now, it's $0.
Right.
But it should be something.
Should be something.
You know, we have charged for sign permits before, just, you know.
Okay. $25 is reasonable. Okay.
On the certificate of occupancy, is that the thing you're talking about with the landlords? Like, if somebody, you have to give them a certificate of occupancy when somebody, say I was renting a place and my renter left, and then somebody came in, do you have to inspect it?
No.
No, not right now, but that's...
That's something we're talking about doing, though.
That's a good idea.
Is that, that's not to do with this?
No.
Okay.
No, that's something we're going to work on here down the road.
Don't see additions.
But the only time you do a certificate of occupancy is a new home or a remodeled home. And most of the time, your banks require them if they got a mortgage.
Right.
You know, like myself, when I just built my house, I didn't have a mortgage. I didn't have to get. I got one, but I didn't have to because I own it outright. And, you know, but I did. But and
well, so, that one technically you can't live there.
Is that what it really? Yeah. Okay. So even if the bank is not involved, you still got to have the.
Yeah,
okay.
Got
to have a certificate. Okay. Didn't know that.
Even if you own it. No bank involved.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that either.
I think the reason behind that is if you resell it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe or to...
Well, that's more for if it's unsafe.
Make sure everything is up to par.
They didn't.
You know, if you don't get a fire, somebody gets killed in there, I guess. Makes sense.
It has to be removed. Kind of, there's a bunch of different reasons to do that, but...
Something we were talking earlier with that. With the certificate of occupancy, you have so many line items that you have to check off. Foundation, electrical, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Say in the middle of them, say you find out that they're doing this and you don't sign off on it because you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to give them the certificate of occupancy.
No.
You don't.
No, I have to, I mean, I can't say if somebody, which I mean, it happens often, to build a house and doesn't ever come for inspection, but then they need their certificate for the bank, whatever, then I can go there and have them dig a hole next to their house and show me a spot in their foundation, make sure the footing is correct size, and make them tear
rock off the wall,
make sure, you know, but that's just, it's kind of getting on the jerky side of things, but.
And you bring a valid point right there, because being with somebody who, say I built my own house and I own it, the bank doesn't own it. A bank is gonna put criteria in there that you gotta meet certain steps before they give you an allotment of money, right?
No, that's all for, you have to.
They come and inspect it themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they inspect it themselves.
The bank will inspect it if the bank owns it.
Right, if they're paying for it. I know when Jonathan built his house, before he got any money, the bank come and inspect to make sure he did what he was supposed to do.
My point being with that, we were talking liability, being that the bank will come in and sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
The onus of the liability is going to be on the bank.
Banks don't do inspections.
Yes, they do.
They're dependent on the electrical inspector, the health department inspector, contractor. Banks don't do inspections.
Yes, they do. They hire somebody to go and inspect it.
Well, depending on the case, but most of the time it's your local enforcement officers.
Right. But that's the thing with Jason. If he gives it a certificate of occupancy, he has to know that house is right, because it's going to fall back on him. So you don't just go write him out and say it's fine, but
yeah,
it's going to fall back. If something happens, it's going to fall back on him.
Exactly. That's. So it would be good if
even
you know.
If you build it yourself, you have the money to build it yourself. It still has to be within the codes of.
Agreed.
State and the laws.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. What did you have, Chris? What would you do? Let them vote down or no? Yeah.
No, that's from something else.
Okay. All right. So does everybody understand what these increments are that we're going to. On the vote?
On the bottom two, Jeffrey, we do start a project without a permit, we just put that at $50.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he meant. It's at zero now, and he wants to put it at 50.
And the signs are
same thing,
25.
Zero, wants to go to 25, yeah. Right? Okay.
Right. Okay.
Well, the starting a project without a permit is zero now, but okay, it doesn't, I mean, whatever you guys want, it doesn't matter, but instead of like a solid 50, because some people might do it, you know, trying to be deceitful, you know, or whatever, trying to get away with something, but a lot of people don't know if it's just like a little or a little this and that.
Right.
Maybe they really don't know, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of up to your discretion, I would think.
Right.
You know, if you think they're honest about it.
Too big or too crazy, but instead of just.
Right. They know it. If they know it's there, I think people are going to be a little more careful. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Based on what the other towns were doing, we were well below.
Yes, we were.
We were well below what the other towns were charging.
Yeah.
These prices were, I think, they came into around 2006 or something like that. Well,
last time they were done?
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
2004 maybe.
Yeah. So, okay.
I'll make a motion, Jeff, to approve these.
Approve these fee changes? Okay.
That we have listed here.
All right. I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulvers?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else, Jason?
Good. We got one more thing in this paper we got to cover.
What's that?
The additions.
Yes.
Require an operating permit for rental units. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I know, we gotta come up with some guidelines for that, though.
Okay, so we're not, that's not.
I don't think we're ready. No, that's not part of the motion. I think we need to get more information on that.
Yeah, I know more about a little, yeah.
Yeah, find out what everybody else is doing and.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure that what.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Randy.
Yeah, renting apartments, it's not like senior housing and somebody even goes out of there, that would be something he would be called for?
Yeah, he should be, yep.
You know, a sheet has to do.
Make sure all the, you know, smoke detectors are in where they belong and, yeah.
Snaps the battery out of the smoke detector and something.
Yeah.
Burns down, you don't go out, you gotta know.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jason. Old business. Only thing I got on old business was, we brought it up last month on the shared services with the state, New York State Department of Transportation. Chris wasn't here, so we wanted to wait and kind of get his input on it. This is on like, if you get a national emergency where they can borrow our equipment or we can borrow any of their equipment as needed if something happens. That a good idea or?
Pretty much that way now, I mean, winter time, that's.
Right. It says, you know, it says a dollar amount not to exceed $25,000, you know, for. Description and cost of service of materials or equipment to be shared. Provide details of the service, materials, or equipment to be shared in the attached standard schedule. A total amount of the agreement shall not exceed $25,000. If applicable, indicate that the return exchange will be determined at a later date. So.
Pickup truck.
And keep it?
They called right off while we were still there. That department called. They needed anything, they were mailing it.
Okay. So you think we should?
I don't know what the $25,000 is, if it's material.
Well, I think, yeah, I think if it's, because it's, the way that's stipulated here, while you're using that vehicle, you're responsible for any breakdowns or, yeah, you repair it and then. So what I guess they're talking about, I'm talking about like materials, if we need to get some sand or, you know, or some other material, stone or something.
In town of Franklin, where.
Yeah.
Bunch of the surplus trucks and loaders, they brought that in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's part of that shared service or something other than that or what.
So.
Don't cost anything, I guess it don't hurt it, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the expense they're talking about is like I say, is you get materials. No.
For the most part around here, not very much.
No, I mean, they don't, most of them don't have sand, they're solid.
They're equipped more than we are.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so you want me to go ahead and sign it? You're good? How about everybody else? Are we good with it or?
I'm not.
No?
No.
Okay.
Take a vote, that's all.
All right. So, any other discussion on this? Okay.
Now the insurance, I'm sure that the shared services must be covered under insurance, sort of like what Chris was just explaining with.
Right, but with mutual aid, yeah.
Mutual aid, something like that.
Yeah. That's something I can check on with insurance carrier.
Yeah, because that's an agreement that Clinton County put together. And for the fire departments, I don't know whether this has got the same type of agreement, I don't know.
Right.
Right, yeah, but.
For insurance purposes.
Right.
Well, I'm on the insurance end of that.
Right, well, I'm in the middle of, you know, getting quotes for insurance, so I'll check.
Basically, they're telling you right there, they're not gonna cover any breakdowns, you got to pay for breakdowns as well.
Right, any breakdowns.
If we got mutual aid, they cover our breakdowns.
Right, any break, any.
It's probably not even the same type.
Any vehicle we have in our possession, we have to send it back 100%. I mean, if you total it, I don't know what.
Well, $25,000 on a piece of equipment doesn't go very far.
Well, no, I don't think it's 25, because if it breaks in our, we have to fix it. I think we're talking about $25,000 of material not to exceed. You know, like if we borrow, you know, crushed stone or sand or, you know, as far as the vehicles, according to what the thing says, we have to, if anything breaks on it, if the borrowed machine or equipment is damaged or otherwise needs repair arising out of or in the connection with the recipients, you, the recipient, shall be responsible for any such repairs.
So. Not for anything, I mean, shared services.
Yeah.
I'll borrow your truck, I'm gonna fix whatever I break or.
This is for plowing the roads, yeah. Wasn't this for
No, it's a whole wide range of, like, you get a flood or, you know, natural disaster, any natural disaster where, you know, you need more equipment than what you have. You know, it's more, it's what they're saying here.
And it's not like, we don't have to use it, because the military program that I got, surplus, if you get a natural disaster where we need something, you can get that stuff pretty much instant free.
Right.
And keep it. So, unless it's a dead emergency to have it now, it'd be the way to go about
getting it. Well, if the garage burned.
Yeah.
That's what helped out Franklin with the state.
Yep.
Equipment.
All
I know
that
a lot of towns.
A bunch of towns donated, but in the end.
The state did help.
The state brought 2-3 trucks and 2 loaders just in case. And
it says in the absence of a governor's emergency declaration or a suspension of Highway Law 55, New York State DOT forces can assist local municipalities with issues on local highway system if a shared service agreement has been entered into between the municipality and New York State. By executing an agreement beforehand, emergency needs on your highway system can be addressed without having to wait for paperwork and proceed for an emergency declaration to be enacted. You currently have an emergency service agreement which has expired or will expire in 2021. In order to have the continued coverage of said agreement, we are inviting you to renew at this time. A new blank shared service form is attached.
We already got it.
So it says we've been in it, and it's going to expire this year. This is just a renewal.
Basically, you're getting the help that you need before it's
declared. Right, before you have to wait for the governor to declare it emergency, state of emergency for them to come. So.
I think it would be better if we did it. Yep, I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion on that.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else under old business?
Yes. With the lights?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Laura. We were missing 3, I think, people to sign up for the solar panels so we could get the $4,000 grant.
Uh-huh.
For the lights, I don't know.
So we need 3 more?
That I signed 3.
So we're going to about, we needed 10 total?
We needed 10. So okay. I don't know if there's anybody else who's interested.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was going to sign up, but my bill's only been $26, $27.
Well, I mean, we only need 10, so sign up.
I can.
You get 10%.
And it's soon to go up to 15. Soon to go to 15 once another farm is up and running.
Really?
Yeah.
So we need them before we can get these lights done.
Right. Right.
If somebody's interested, maybe get a hold of Kelly.
Yeah, we'll put it on our website, maybe. If anybody's interested, and explain that, you know, it's 10%. Once this other farm goes into operation, it's going to be 15%.
Is that something that we did on the fire department sign up front? Can we put that on the sign for the contact information for
them? I don't think we did. We can, though.
I don't know. I mean,
Kelly has it. The lady's information to call. To see if we can put it on the board.
If we put it on the board, yeah, maybe we should get some people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on our old business? New business? Anybody got any new business?
Yeah, did we get any quotes in regards to the emergency preparedness for the state?
Nope. We're working on it, but it's not done yet.
It's not done?
No. Okay. No.
Who's working on it?
Renee and I.
Oh, you guys called? Yeah. Renee's working on it?
Yeah. I couldn't foresee paying somebody $1,000 to write up a...
Oh, is that our lovely COVID?
Yeah, the old Mr. Governor said we got to write up a... Next time we get a COVID.
That might be something else. Well,
that's what I was tempted to use the shared services and copy Plattsburgh, or we could tell somebody has spent the money already. And, yeah.
So, but, okay.
I got a couple of things, just quick things I'd like to talk about with new business.
Go for it.
With spring coming, last year, I know the county had, they went in and backed out about picking trash and on the side of the roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around the corner. Maybe we can talk to them. We go to one of the meetings or something and see if that's something we can get into. And the second thing is, last year we talked about, beginning of winter, we talked about generating a letter with the post office about moving these mailboxes back off the road. And I wonder if there was something we could do about writing a letter again to getting these mailboxes at a safe distance off the road so that, like we just talked about earlier, the liability is.
They made me move mine closer to the road. I had mine off the road. She says that the mail carrier's got to have one wheel on the tarmac.
Right.
But she runs the mail on.
Right, there's.
But I live on a curve, and I thought it was good that they get off the road. I mean, it's all good gravel there. It ain't going nowhere. But no, they made me move it closer to the road. So, I mean, good luck. Keep it dry.
They already have a set number. It's supposed to be a certain height, a certain distance from the road. Maybe they, I don't know if there's anything we can do to, like you said, maybe have a mass mailing thing where remind people that this is always where the mailbox service can be set up.
Well, I think if you're going to do a mass mailing, then it should be explained in the mail that the town is not responsible if your mailbox gets knocked down by snow. I mean, it's one thing if they hit it with the plow,
right.
But most of the time they're hit with the snow.
Yeah.
And they're not in good repair, so they figure the town's going to give them a new mailbox. Well, we don't have to. Law says we don't have to.
Right, I think even if the post office just sends a reminder out, these are the requirements, and it's gonna solidify.
They used to do that. If your mail was in poor disrepair, they used to send you a letter saying you need to fix it up.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do that anymore. I haven't seen it.
You think?
Because I talked to you last week, I don't remember who I talked to here. The plow coverage to put in the road is 14 to 15 feet. My plow's from the tip of the plow to the tip of the wing. Anywhere from 14 to 15 feet. Mm-hmm. The driving lane is 10. Well, when you meet a car, you can't stop. You can slow down. Mm-hmm. But if you stop every time you met a car, especially Woods Falls Gilbert Road, might as well leave the truck in the garage. Mm-hmm. So the mailbox is gone, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We might as well not clear the roads. And then nothing's on purpose but the tapping road. The mailboxes are on the blacktop.
I know some of them are close to the road.
You know,
that's why I put mine off the road, because I knew.
I tell the guys all the time, you got a chance of hitting a car, take a mailbox out. Yeah. I'm sorry, but we ain't killing somebody. And
well, that's it. You got a car coming at you, and you got a plow with a wing, and you're watching that car, and you can't be. You know, we can't watch the wing and the plow a car coming too. It's you know, common sense. But
once you ask people to come get in the truck, that changes their tune.
Yeah.
Just sit in the passenger seat and ask Gary. Gary knows. It didn't take him all day to figure out that they should all be moved. Somebody knew. The weather conditions, the truck slides. We don't do any of it on purpose. Nothing's intent.
No.
As much as I hate getting my bills,
all right.
Gotta keep it there. But shit happens, and
mm-hmm. All right.
And like you said, 90% of it is the snow.
Yeah.
And the step two fancy plastic ones are the worst mailbox out there. They're held in by plastic push pins, and in the cold they break.
Yeah. Brittle. They're very brittle.
Nothing's any good up here. The steel with the rust from the salt. That's like the one you just talked about on 22.
Yeah.
A fancy mailbox. Well, if you want a fancy one for the summer, okay. Put a crappy one for the winter, or take the gamble of it getting broke. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, hey. You ain't gotta convince me. I know. I've driven big trucks before, too. It's not easy.
Don't do any of it on purpose. It's
right.
Nothing.
So, but yeah, we can petition the post office and see. They're willing to send out a.
I don't mind
checking on it.
Heading it up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That'd be great. Mr. Larry.
Point of information.
Yeah. You don't have a mailbox.
Ten days ago, I got a Christmas card.
Really?
I thought it was for 2021. It was mailed in December from Ellenburg. I got it 10 days ago. So, really, the Postal Service.
Been around the world.
In plain English, it ain't what it used to be.
No. Okay.
Sorry to say that.
Okay. All right. Anything else under new business?
Did you want to talk about this?
Yep.
I don't know if everyone had a chance to look through this.
Well, this is what you emailed me about.
Yes. So I was approached by the gentleman that works for TextMyGov, and what they do is they work with governments, municipalities, and they set up a text alert system where you can get information out to residents in the town that want to sign up to get text alerts, or they can text in different questions. So he set it up on my phone so I could do it, and so he had me type in reservation and send it to the number, and it sent me the sign-up sheet for the pavilion at the rec park through the website. So there's different applications. People can, you know, send the highway department pictures of potholes or issues they see. They can text dog control pictures of violations, or, you know, dog running loose. The fire department could also be in on it if they wanted to send out, you know, if a road is closed for a fire, an accident, Labor Day celebration. There's a lot of different applications, I think, that could be used for the town.
And you said that one also was for the sports?
Yes.
You take it on the sports?
Yep.
Your application for soccer or baseball comes up on that, you print it and
yep.
fill out and bring it, and it sounds like a good thing. It's not cheap, but it's...
So to set it up, there's a one-time installment fee of $900, and then yearly it's $2,300, and he was telling me that the price hasn't gone up in, you know, however many years, but it's after two, like, I want to say it's a two-year contract. I don't know, something to think about, because it's a way to get information out. Not everyone has social media. Not everyone gets a newspaper. You know, we can send out reminders of meetings, public hearings, any change. It could, you know, people can sign up to get the text alerts for anything going on.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, most everybody texts us, so... It's kind of a neat thing, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's kind of the coming of the ages. I mean, everybody's doing is texting stuff. So, yeah, we can take a look at it and bring it back next month.
This is a private company.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with the government itself, right?
No.
This is a private company.
Right, and they only work with municipalities, you know, government applications.
Any municipalities in our area that you know of, or they said that are using it, where we can?
Yep, so in the email that I sent, I put links to two different towns that use it, one in Texas and then one in New York. And I signed up for alerts from both, and it's pretty neat, like, what they send and what you can get from them. But the one in Texas was really interesting, because they actually built a page into their website for information. And then the one in New York, there's like just a little box at the bottom, and you can click on it and sign up for the text alerts, different things.
And they would be the administrator?
No, we would be. Whoever, we would take care of all of that.
See, there'd be like a...
So you choose someone
like
to...
Like one administrator that everything, they would know what, say like if they sent one to the dog control officer, and the dog control officer deletes it, I don't want to deal with it.
You can set it up.
The administrator would know that they got that text. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not something that you can go and they can get rid of it and say, I don't even bother with it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's public information.
Yeah. So well, I'm not sure on how that works. I didn't, you know, it's not, I don't, I think just the administrator is going to see who's getting all the texts. I don't think like other people are going to know that the dog control officer got a text. Or, you know, highway superintendent got a text. I don't believe that's something we need to check on.
So he had me, we went through like a whole PowerPoint thing. And so there's like a website or a page that you can see who is set up and like who sends what, how many texts people get, what came into each department. So like if there's a code enforcement issue, they can send it to Jason. You know, you can set up code enforcement, dog control.
Anything like you that. Want, almost by the sound of it. Most anything you want.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, something to look it over, and we'll bring her back next month. And
If you have any questions about it too, I have a meeting with him on Thursday morning. So whatever, we planned it for after the board meeting, so if you guys have any questions, I can bring it back to him and.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Public comment? What's that? Nothing? Okay, we need to go into executive session quick for a personal matter on an employee. Can I get a motion to go into executive session?
Make a motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Have a good night.